Chapter 15. Top Cappy. "Gail," I said, "how do you know my room number? I'm called Alan Davis here."
"Rick told me about his plan, Lenny," Gail replied. "I'm so happy that you're working on the movie again."
"Wait until you see me," I said.
"I want to see you now," Gail said. "I want to show you this message. It was waiting for me here at the hotel."
I thought carefully. This was the time to find out what Gail thought about my new self. "I'm going down to reception for a few minutes," I said. "If you don't find me there, come up to my room in 15 minutes.
"Okay, Lenny. I'll see ya," Gail said, and she hung up.
I took the elevator down to reception, and I sat in a corner seat. I picked up a newspaper. Gail soon appeared, and she took a seat by one of the tall windows. I put down my newspaper and walked across to her. She looked at me in surprise. Then she smiled.
"Brent, my dear, are you feeling better?" she asked.
I smiled back and nodded my head.
I'm so pleased," Gail went on. "You had such a terrible headache on the plane."
I smiled again, waved, and walked over to the elevator. The makeup was great. I now looked so much like Brent that his co-star couldn't see that I was really Lenny Samuel. I went back to my room. After 10 minutes, there was a knock at the door. "Come in," I shouted. I tried to sound like Brent. Gail came into the room, then stopped.
"What are you doing here?" she said. "I thought this was Alan Davies' room."
I smiled, stood up and kissed her cheek.
"Hi, Gail," I said in my own voice. "Lenny," Gail said, "that makeup is fantastic. I saw Brent 10 minutes ago in reception. You look just like him."
"That was me in reception," I replied with a smile.
"Please sit down, Gail."
She immediately became serious again.
"This was waiting for me when I arrived," she said, and she handed me a small white envelope.
The Swiss Hotel address was printed on the envelope, and the message inside it was written on Swiss Hotel notepaper.
"It's just like the message in Buenos Aires," I thought. "That was on Alviar Palace notepaper." "Welcome to Istanbul, Miss Lane," I read. "You waited at the Café Pernambuco in Buenos Aires. That showed that you could be trusted. You can have the photos on your return to California, but you will have to pay $250,000 for them. I will contact you again in L.A.
I gave the message back to Gail.
"I'm very worried," she said. "I'm not worried about the money. I can afford to pay. But if I pay for these photos now, how will I know there are no more copies of them?"
"You won't, and I'm sure there are," I said. "But this is one problem that can wait until we get back to L.A. When this person contacts you again, I'll be around to find out who the blackmailer is."
"You're wonderful, Lenny,"
Gail said with a little smile. I didn't say anything. Gail went to her room to get some rest. Soon my phone rang again. This time it was Rick. He said he was on his way up to see me.
"Wow," Rick said a few minutes later. "Julie and Steve did a great job. You too, Len. You look and sound just like Brent. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. We're shooting at the Top Cappy Palace. It would be good if you visited the area by yourself today. Look around the outside of the palace and explore the streets which lead to it. You're going to be Brent's double. Tomorrow, you'll have no problems getting onto the set. I've arranged a pass for you in the name of Alan Davies. All you've got to do tomorrow is to sit and watch the shooting. Then, very early the next day, we'll shoot the last outdoor scenes here in Turkey. First, we'll shoot the scene in which you'll be Brent's double. In that scene, Brent and Gail are together, and Brent drives Gail away from the palace in a Ford Mustang." "Not many people know this," Rick went on, "but Brent can't drive a car. He's frightened of cars. So you'll act in the first part of the car chase instead of Brent." What do you mean by car chase, Rick? I asked.
Yeah, well, when Brent drives Gale away in the Mustang, another car follows it down the hill, towards the Golden Horn. Later on, we'll shoot a real car chase through Istanbul. We don't need the stars to be involved in that. We'll use stunt doubles dressed like the movie actors. But the first part, the escape from Top Cappy, has to be shot in close-up. It has to look real, Rick explained. So you and Gale will be in the car. All you have to do is to drive quite quickly down the hill. The Mercedes containing the bad guys will follow you.
That sounds easy, I replied.
Then I asked Rick about the last couple of days of shooting in BA.
No problems, Rick said. There was one strange thing, though. At Aziza Airport, an Argentine police captain called Garcia spoke to me. He said that he'd been keeping an eye on Gale, too. Do you know anything about that, Lynn? Who's Garcia?
A friend of mine, I said with a smile. I'm glad to hear that nothing bad happened.
Arabella and Annie still believe that you were involved in the attack at the Recoleta Cemetery, Rick added.
I hope they don't recognize you in this makeup. They'll make a lot of trouble if they do. Gale is the only other person who knows that Alan Davies is really Lenny Samuel.
Soon Rick said goodbye and went off to get some sleep. I took a cab to the Top Cappy Palace. I had my guidebook with me, but I didn't read it. I looked out of the window of the cab at the fascinating city of Istanbul. I'd read enough to know that the Top Cappy Palace was over 500 years old. When I got there, I discovered that the palace was much, much bigger than I had thought it was. The guidebook said that the four magnificent courtyards and the surrounding buildings had once been the home of more than 5,000 people.
It was going to be difficult to protect Gale in such a large area. I spent an hour walking around the outside of the palace. There was no time to go into any of the beautiful buildings that day. I tried to remember which streets led away from the gateway down to the Golden Horn. Standing outside the palace entrance, I looked out over the Bosphorus and the Sea of Marmara, and then down the hill to Sultanahmet Square and Hagia Sophia. I walked down to Hagia Sophia and looked at the magnificent building, which was more than 1,500 years old. First, it had been a church, and then a mosque, but now it was a museum. It was stunning. I walked for a while among the crowds of people in the streets. I liked Istanbul, though it was as different from L.A. as anything could be. At last, I waved for a cab and rode back to the hotel. I was excited about the next couple of days. Pretending to be a movie star was going to be fun.